Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us at our table over here at the Schneider Orange Super Studios, our good buddy Randy Grimes, former Tampa Bay Buccaneer.
Yo. Did you say low T?
I did.
Yeah. That's when
low
I perked
T survivor?
Up. Yeah.
Okay.
That's when I perked up, right?
Felt the table move. Thank you very much. How you been?
Good. How are you, man?
I follow you on Facebook, so it's not like we've even missed each other.
I know. You live such an interesting life. I live vicariously through you.
No.
This is my 11th consecutive year doing this, you know? Isn't that crazy?
Is it really?
Yeah. Went by that fast.
God.
I think I started with you.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It was right down here. It was up in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
At the last Miami Super Bowl.
It was there, and then we kind of reconnected in New York, and it's been kind of a yearly thing ever since,
right?
Man. Yeah,
right. I remember sitting at a table with Conrad Dobler up in Fort Lauderdale thinking, man, do I have the courage to go on radio and talk about everything that I talk about, you know,
right,
my addiction and my recovery and all that. But sure enough, I did, and it's been a great ride ever since.
You've been a hell of an ambassador for all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, well.
You know, how many guys right now, current or former, give you the elbow and say, can I talk to you?
It happens more than you would think. Yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
You know, or I get calls from family members who are worried about their loved one.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, so it happens all the time.
I mean,
look at what America's going through. I mean, just the fact that, I mean, football players are just a part of that, of society. And, you know, it happens to their families. It happens to them. And we're an addicted nation.
Yeah, it is. It's interesting because you look at a guy, and I'm only going to use this for an example because I don't know anything, but you look at a guy like Antonio Brown, and agents are dropping him, teams are cutting him loose. There's a lot of issues there. You clearly see behavior. Do you, as a guy that's been there, done this, when it comes to seeing things begin to spiral, do you reach out to a guy like that?
You try to. You know, I mean, obviously they have to want, they want to
right.
need the help.
And, they have to believe there's something wrong.
Yeah, and they have to engage. But, yeah, I mean, you think about Antonio Brown, you think about mental health issues, you know, it takes you back to Johnny Football, you know, and
right.
everything that he was going through and how we chased him for so long trying to get him some help, just trying to get him to calm down and focus on himself and deal with the mental health issues that are going on. So, yeah, Antonio's the same way. I just, you know, I want to reach out to him, and you don't want to label somebody like that as having substance abuse issues, but there's definitely mental health issues that I know we could help him with the program that we do.
Did you watch the Netflix documentary on Aaron Hernandez?
Yes, I did.
What'd you think?
Wow. I had no idea.
Yeah.
And even the 30-30 on Dennis Rodman, you know, that really impacted me. Everything, all the mental issues that he was going through. But yeah, the Hernandez thing was a real eye opener.
It's a tremendous discussion, and I could sit here and probably we could have a panel on for 2 hours. But they focused on the CTE, they focused on the closet homosexuality and what he grew up with, the environment he had, the death of his father, the intermingling with his mother and his cousin's husband and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And then obviously with when he left. But one of the things that I kept coming back to is, okay, CTE was rampant in his brain. He obviously had other things going on. And then in addition to that, there was, and I go back to that incident in Florida. Now, if you didn't watch it, I apologize because it's very difficult to follow where I'm going with this. The incident in Florida when she punched out the manager of the bar was basically said, go ahead and go. Don't worry about it.
Right.
All of that combined, I don't think you can point to one specific thing. I think you have to start kind of categorizing areas to see where each area takes you mentally down a path, right?
Right, right.
I mean, if you're following what I'm saying, because everybody wants to say, well, yeah, CTE, because that's his behavior. Well,
yeah, but
look
at how many people enabled him along the way.
That's exactly my point. Environmentally,
right.
Where he was growing up, he was a great football player. He was an athlete. He's a likable guy, good-looking guy. He was like everybody just gave him what he wanted.
And the number one college program in the country at the time.
Right. And then he was basically told, you can beat the hell out of somebody. Nobody cares.
Right.
You know, so I found that thing incredibly interesting. And I've always wondered, I sat there and I watched it, and you're one of the people that came to mind. Because I thought, I wonder if you've seen this and what you're thinking.
Yeah, and you wonder, you know, how much environmental plays in it, you know, how much genetics play into it and all that. And, yeah, obviously there were some brain issues going on, but we deal with a lot of guys that have brain issues. They self-medicate. They just want to feel normal, you know,
right.
and they think they're feeling normal, or really they're slurring words, they're getting DUIs, you know, they're having issues with their family and relationships, and their lives is unmanageable as a result of what they're doing. So, you know, you got to remove the substance abuse part. You got to remove the self-medicate before we can even start to begin to deal with the TBI and the different things going on in the brain.
Are you excited for next year? You played in Tampa Bay. We're back in
Tampa Bay
with a Super Bowl.
That's going to be great.
Now, did you reside there, or you reside down here in Miami?
In West Palm Beach.
In West Palm Beach,
yeah, so
okay.
I'm about an hour and a half away.
Okay.
But, no, I'm very excited about that. We'll be over there with all my home folks, and what a great place to have a Super Bowl.
Yeah, now I was going to say, so Miami, it's really weird. It's like part of Miami doesn't even want this.
Oh, really?
It's just weird. We've ran into people that go, oh, when is that?
Oh, really?
So the traffic will be less when it's over, you know?
Well, there's not a lot of people that speak English down here.
You know what? It was funny because we went over to
Best Buy. I'll throw that in there. I love Miami. But
No, I agree with you. Hey, we're minorities down here. I understand
it.
I'm good with that. I don't care. But we were over at Best Buy, and there was just a normal – they looked like us, a Midwestern white couple walking into, you know, a Best Buy. And I went, there's an oddity. You know, it did. It hit me at that point in time. I went, wow.
Snowbirds.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, pasty white. You know, just, you can see the veins in their legs, that type of thing. You're thinking they must have just arrived from somewhere.
And not only that, they have us all over here on an island.
You know,
there's not many ways out of here.
Right. So no, you're exactly right.
We're all on an island, and it's just going to get worse.
Yeah. We're crammed in over here.
But this is a great platform for me, and that's why 11 years, you know, of coming and talking and talking about the work we do. I know that I'm here talking about the work I do with the NFL and the Player Care Foundation for retired players, but, you know, really I'm talking to everybody. Addiction happens to everybody. You know, it happens to good people. It's your mom, it's your dad, it's your brother, it's your sister, neighbor, friend. You know, it happens to good people. And we are an addicted nation. We're in the middle of a crisis right now. We're losing a generation right before our eyes. And we're not going to legislate our way out of this. We're not going to arrest our way out of it. But we can educate our way out of it. And that's what this week is all about.
Before I let you go, and I know you got to run, we're going to go to break here. But I asked you before you came on, you played against Leroy Butler. You remember his career.
Right.
Leroy obviously up for Hall of Fame. We were sitting here talking about a lot of different guys that should or shouldn't be in. Do we think they do or don't get in?
Right.
You would assume Troy Polamalu is in, you know?
Yeah,
which leaves four spots.
Right.
On that list, is Leroy that guy? He's a finalist. I mean, Lynch has been a finalist before, too. It's usually when the first finalist kind of gets in. I'm hoping Leroy makes it this year, though.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a Lynch fan. He did a lot of great things in Tampa.
Right.
Had a great career. Still doing a lot of great things. But, you know, Leroy had a good career, too. That's a tough one.
I remember we were sitting, and I told this story before.
I wish they both could get in.
Yeah, I know. Do you think they would take two safeties?
Maybe.
You know?
I've seen crazier things happen, but they could.
Right. Do you like the way the NFL is doing it this year, or the Pro Football Hall of Fame is doing it this year, where they've actually showed up on set and Bill Cowher makes it in and they've congratulated him? I thought it's been a wonderful PR campaign for the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
It worked out good for Bill, and it worked out good for Coach Johnson. You know, that was pretty emotional things. Just, even last year, you know, they kind of televised Jerry Kramer getting his thing, and
right.
You know, that was pretty cool and emotional for everybody. So, yeah, it's just kind of... You know, just kind of shake it up a little bit. It's such a huge deal. You know, you would think that they would have made it a huger deal long ago. You know, it's such an honor. Just, I couldn't think of anything greater than being taken into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Well, we are hoping Leroy makes it. So.
Well, I am too. So good luck to you, Leroy. You definitely deserve it.
You the man. Thanks
no,
for coming.
No, you are.
Tell your beautiful wife over there. I follow her on Facebook.
Right.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, you guys are swimming all the time. Every time I see you guys, in an ocean somewhere.
If you can't tone it, you got to tan it, right? But I'm grateful to be here with Steve Miranda, my boss from JourneyPure.com.
I was going to say, I wanted to make sure we got to that, too.
JourneyPure.com, and, of course, you can get to us that way, the work that we do for everybody, and also Athletes in Recovery, RandyGrimeSpeaks.com.
I was going to say, how do they get a hold of you guys?
JennyPierre.com. Yeah. Go to the website. You get a 1-800 number. Someone always answers. Family member, anyone that has a question, you know.
And you take them from all over the country, too, right?
Oh, yeah. We have 19 locations, you know, throughout the South, more so the South. But we have 19 locations, all levels of care. To Randy's point, you know, you got to raise your hand and say, you know, I need some help, and you got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
So JourneyPierre.com. Great place to stop.
JourneyPierre.com, RandyGrimes.com. That's the way to get a hold of you.
And Randy Grimes Speaks.
RandyGrimesSpeaks.com.
That's right.
Okay.
And Steve is from Texas. Can't you tell from his accent?
Yeah.
Right on.
I thought he was on the island with us.
Right on. You're right.
I fit right in.
Like everybody else.
Guys, thanks for coming by.
Always appreciate it, man.
It's great. JourneyPierre.com, RandyGrimesSpeaks.com. Go there and find out for yourself. Okay?
You're the best,
Thank you, buddy.
All right, guys. Appreciate it. There you go. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.